Right, so continuing in the Balamar. So let's say what he's not doing with Nezek. What's he not doing with Nezek? He's not trying to assess the value of the limb. Right? Not trying to assess the value of the limb. What's he assessing? He's assessing the actual difference in cost, the actual difference in worth of the Gavra as an Eved from the moment before the Nezek to the moment after the Nezek. Right? Practically speaking, that's what he's saying. He's saying that cost, that's not just the value of the limb. You don't look at, if you want to just know the value of the limb, you take a healthy guy without the limb. You want to just control for a limb, right? Anybody know scientific method? So you just want to change one variable, right? So you'd say he was a healthy guy with a limb. Now, what would a healthy guy without a limb be worth? So that would be the limb. That would be the value of the limb. Now you say, yeah, but he's sick for a week. Okay, we'll take care of that another time. Well, that's another question. That's not Nezek. Right? But the Balamor is not saying that. He's saying the difference in the guy's market value before the Nezek and after the Nezek. And that is a real-life Shuma. It's not a theoretical shuma. It's a real life shuma. So now let's see how real life it is, though. That's part of what the Ramban is bothered with. But now that's going to include the fact that he won't be able to work for the time that he has to recuperate. So that will include all the sheves payments. That would include all the loss of work. The difference will include the full loss of work during the time he's recovering. So that's why he has to find another Shevis payment. Yeah. He's stuck with Shevis. Yeah, I mean, so the Balamor is learning that the payment of Nezek is not a payment of the arm. It's not a payment for the arm, right? It's a din that you're chayev for all the damage to his worth, to the worth of to his own personal worth as an Eved, that your Hezek caused. Right, we're not putting him up. He's not a piece of meat. He's not selling the arm. It's all the damage to his worth that the Maisa has it caused. So that's going to be measured by the Shuma and has to take into account. The fact that he's not going to be able to work for a week. That has to be part of Nezek Yield. That's part of the definition of Nezek. That's how you were mazikim. How are you mazikim by taking off the arm? It's all measured in terms of his shuma. All the harm, all the financial harm to him as a financial entity, right, is measured in the shuma. That's going to take into account the loss of work for whatever time it is. But then what's his shevis? That's what the question is. So, okay, I can understand and expand the idea of nezek. But what's his shevis? What's his shevis? What's the matter?
Shouldn't that include repoy?
Capacity to work. Now, the question is asking, what's the issue of the repoy and the shevis? The shevis is the guy as a worker. Right? It's how much damage did taking his arm cause him as a financial engine, as a worker. Right? So that's what it is. The Shevis Gedola and Shevis Katana. You took away both through the Maisa Hezek. The repoy is not, the cost of the repoy is not an impairment of his ability to produce. That's an extraneous cost that he has. That's an extraneous cost. That's not part of his output potential. Okay? That's an extraneous cost. So it's not going to be calculated in because it's already covered. But when you want to know what... No, look at this. Anybody here in... you guys in finance? Okay. So, you know, is the difference between... You want to know... You guys are thinking about the bottom line. This is not the bottom line. This is how much... How much work he can put... how much output he has. Right? Being armless and in bed for a week greatly decreases the amount of work you can do, right? Paying doctor's bills does not affect the amount of work you can do. It will affect the bottom line of the guy who buys them and has to pay the doctor's bills, right? But that's not a measure of his work output. That's a measure of the bottom line. So since that's like an expense of doing, that's like a cost of doing business, right? The labor itself is not a cost of doing business. That's how much business he can do. So if I buy the Eved without an arm and I say his costs are covered, then it's just a measure. Then I say, look, you don't have to worry about this expense, right? But him recuperating is not an expense. That's his capacity to work is impaired. You guys are thinking too much in terms of money. We're not equating how much profit can someone get from him. You don't say that because he's in bed, then I get less profit from the guy. No, we're not measuring how much profit someone can make from him. We're measuring his work output. Right? Sheves is work output. Ripoy is an expense that's going to lower your profit. We're not measuring profit. We're measuring his ability to do work.
But it also produced the holy.
Right. So the other Rishonim are looking at the Hezek in terms of the guf. And then there's a measure in terms of money. The way we measure it, the way we match up to the limb being taken, is we translate now into a monetary system in order to match up to, in money, to taking the limb as a chefza. Whereas the Baal HaMor is saying, we really view the guy in a monetary framework. And we view the Maisa Hezek in a monetary framework itself. And so the other way is we view the Maisa Hezek in terms of the guf. And then we have to find a way to measure it in Mammon. But the Baal HaMor is saying, you view the whole Maisa Hezek in terms of a monetary framework. Right? But then what's the Sheves? That's the question. Yeah. So really the Baal HaMor is saying that he's really basically compensated in terms of his monetary, in terms of the person in the monetary framework, he's fully compensated. It's only because of the Gzeiras HaKosov that says pay him Sheves that we have to find something else. So what do we find? We have to find something that what? What's the formula? What do we have to find? We have to find something what? That he could do when he gets better, right? Isn't that one of the requirements? Mm-hmm. Something that he could do when he gets better. That he could have done in conjunction with his old job. Right?
Also that the Choli is preventing him from doing it, right?
And the Choli is preventing him from doing it, thank you. Right? So
how
then,
what? How do you know that these are the three factors? One is that you could do it when you get better.
Does he mention that you could do it when you get better?
Yeah,
he does.
Now where is he getting? Now we need to know you created Shabbos Muffin Ezek, but now all of a sudden you create these things. You could have done it with his original job, and you did it when you get better, and the fully is happening.
Okay, so let's take each element. Let's take the fact that he could do it when he gets better. Right? So it has to be a payment for his inability to do something now because of the sickness of the hakah. So if he can't do it when he gets better, he can't say the sickness is preventing him from doing it. Right? So that's why he has to be able to do it when he gets better. What else do you want? What else do we have? He could have done it before with his old job. Oh, that we took care of two things, really, right? Took care of two things, right? So now there's only one thing remaining, that he could have done it with his old job. That's the hard one. He could have done it with his old job. Could have. Could have done it with his old job. That's the one that bothers you, right? What does he mean? I mean, the question is, what does he mean that this exeris akasev to do it? Right? I was bothering you yesterday. What does that mean, is exeris akasev to do it? And therefore, we have to find something. It means the meaning to say that what? That it's a different sort of shevis. It's some other, it seems like he's indicating it's serving a different function. It's not really serving the function of making him monetarily whole. That's how he pours that all into Nezek. So then there's another idea of Shabbos that you need Xeris HaKosev for. So what is it for? What is it covering really? So we'll offer a possibility. It's difficult. It's not 100% clear to me. It seems to me he's learning that the payment for Shabbos is more similar to like the payment of tsar. It's not a monetary. It's not for a monetary loss. It's not for a monetary loss. It's for the shevis itself. It's for the shevis itself. That's the gzeiras hakosev. But you have to find now a way to translate it into a monetary. You have to find a way to represent it monetarily. It's like the opposite of it's like the way everyone else is looking at Nezek. In other words, he causes the guy to be incapacitated for a week. That's what you're paying for. That's a harm that you did to the guy. Not a monetary harm, essentially. It's a harm you did to the guy. But you have to find a way to be Mishaya that. Let's think about that. In other words, he keeps emphasizing, in terms of his actual Shevis, he's covered. In terms of his actual Shevis, he's covered. In terms of the Shevis of loss of his work, he's fully compensated. Why? Because he was a professional. He had a profession before. And the Shuma of Nezek includes the fact that he's not doing anything for the week. Right, and having that other profession was his actual source of income, and it was the best use of his talents. Right, and he couldn't have done any inferior job together with it. So his actual loss of work is fully compensated, or at least fully covered. Right. So this Shevis has nothing to do with any actual loss of work, or actual loss of income, based on his profession. Right? So we're looking for something different. We're looking for something different. That's part of the Ramban's question. Why should he get compensated for something that he never used to get? Why should he get compensated? That's what Ramban says. Ramban says, the Mazik will say, look, some Yisadin. I'm overpaying. What do you mean? I'm paying for what? I'm paying for all of his professional salary, plus a salary he never took. I think the Ramban is right. If Shevis were to compensate him monetarily, it would be an overcompensation monetarily. But the Balamor is learning it's not. You understand? In other words, we're looking for another monetary, an untapped monetary expression of his ability to get out of bed in the morning and go to work. That's what we're looking for. We're not looking for the actual monetary loss of not being able to go to bed, not being able to get out of bed. Some people would rather go to bed. Not being able to get out of bed and go to work. That's covered in Nezek. But we're looking for another monetary expression of that in reality. That's any other money he could have earned with his Malacha Rishonim. So now we'll say, in terms of the actual Bittul Malacha, you're covered. And in terms of not being able to, and in terms of being in bed, this represents the experience of being in bed. That's the way I think it makes. That's what I'm offering. Take it or leave it, as they say. But if you leave it, give me something better. Not a condition, it's just a request. Effects, right? In other words, once you expand Nezek to all the monetary effects on the Gavra, once you say that you view the Maisa Nezek in the framework of the monetary already, then it's going to cover all of his loss of work. So Shevis is like a side thing, like an experience, like Tsar. That's what I'm saying. Shevis to him is more like a Tsar thing.
Shouldn't it be experience of all his work capacity, which would include his main job also?
No, it's the experience of being in bed. It's for being bedridden. That's what it's for. It's not for any actual loss. It's not for any actual loss.
I mean, but in bed, you can't do his mental job.
So what?
Part of the experience, you can't
so
do
what? No, that's like what? So what?
You're saying that's why it's something.
That's not
now.
What's bad about being in bed. So you can't get up and do anything.
But you're still going to a job. You're still a job. You can't go to work.
But that's not what the Shevis is for. Oh, that's because we have to have some monetary measure of the thing. That's what I'm trying to say. I'm trying to say you have to have some monetary measure of the thing.
Why don't you just ask a person how much did you take in bed for a week?
That's a good question. That happens to be a good question.
A better way of determining it.
It happens to be that some of Rishonim learn that when you pay the guy, you pay him, as they call it, as a poel butl. You don't pay him actually the wages of a shomer kishuim. You pay him what a shomer kishuim would take to not go to work. It's different. It's less. Let me get into that little another point. But let's think about it a little more. Let's put it this way. Let's put it in the negative. When the guy was a healthy chayat, right? So he would go to work every day. And he'd bring home the pay. What? Now, could he have been a shomer kishuim? Absolutely. Was he? Probably not. So he cherished his freedom so much, he gave up being a shomer kishuim. In other words, that was a certain amount that he didn't want to. That was his own freedom. His own freedom. You see, where is his freedom? Where is the freedom of his will expressed? And it's not being a shomer kishuim when he's a chayat. So if you want to express monetarily forcing him to be in bed, that would be giving up a certain freedom that he had. That's being not being a shomer kishuim. Right? So it comes out like this. And according to the other Rishonim, the Nezek is really for taking the arm. And there's a Shuma of Eved to try to find a monetary equivalency of that. A monetary correlative. Right? Is that a good word, Daniel? Was that the right one? Correlative? What's the say over there? In that... In the terminology, the philosophical terminology.
Oh, that's
no, no. What? The what's the other one? The correlative, the object, the subjective. Right. Okay. So try and find a monetary correlative, right? Try and find a monetary correlative, and then the Shevis is his actual work that he's missing, right? But whatever the monetary correlative of the arm covers, you don't pay twice in the Shevis. Whereas the Balamor looks at it the other way. He's saying that you view the guy, you view the Hezek in the monetary framework. So Shevis is part of the actual monetary loss of the arm. But for the experience of Shevis, you're trying to find a monetary correlative. Just like for the experience of Tsar, you try to find a monetary correlative. Okay? So then you can use something that his freedom could have been expressed in mominus that's not already covered by actual loss. Just trying to skim off that top layer. Okay, I think it's pretty good.